Hello, this is Heather Newton. I'm the lead organizer for Protospiel Online. One of my favorite things to do during our virtual board game playtesting conventions is scroll through our Discord's channel list and see all the names grouped into voice calls. Knowing each of those groups is a playtest in progress. From my perspective as an organizer, seeing all the registration data come in, attendee names get to be familiar to me. I have a good sense of who's a first-time attendee, joining from overseas, attending under a scholarship, or coming back after some time away. I love seeing a group gathered in a voice call and getting to think, oh good, that Protospiel alumni is playtesting that first-time attendee's game. I'm sure they'll be able to give them some helpful feedback. Or awesome, that table has people from three different continents testing together. And for those times I wasn't looking through the channels to see a group playing together, I love reading the posts in our Shout Out a Palooza channel with people sharing what they enjoyed about prototypes they played, or helpful advice they got from someone in coffee talk or during a playtest feedback session. And I especially love it when I get to join a designer's very first playtest. These tests often start with a designer feeling nervous or apologizing about their possibly broken game, and end with their realization that their prototype fully met the Protospiel Online expectation of being a work in progress. They're pleasantly surprised to find that their testers, who often have games they're working on themselves, don't see the unpolished bits as evidence that this designer is unqualified, but instead see them as interesting points to discuss and maybe even commiserate over. It's rewarding to get to be there for that aha moment when a new designer sees that their far from perfect play session didn't smash their dream of bringing the game to market. In fact, it's usually quite the opposite. Having a chance to talk about the project with others who understand the struggle helps them see a more clear path forward, and it looks a lot more fun and less lonely to walk down than it did yesterday. And of course, long after that first session, it's always a thrill to see games that our community helped playtest make it to market. After 3 years and 13 convention weekends with about 150 playtest sessions each, we've seen a good number of prototypes that have passed through our virtual halls become finished products. It's always a joy to see how genuinely the people in our community love the chance to cheer one another on as their projects cross various types of finish lines. In the end, I'd say what all of these things I've shared have in common is that there are ways for me to peek into the moments of joy and connection that have come out of something I've built. And it's made all the more rewarding when I remember that the people I'm helping are people working to create moments of joy and connection for others. That's a snowball effect that I'm grateful to get to be a part of.